next case on our calendar is 05-756 Allen Knott Enterprises versus Nicholas Starr Auto. Ms. Bartels.
Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, my name is Shannon Bartels, and along with Richard Seifert, we represent the appellant Knott Enterprises. We're asking this court to find that the voidable title doctrine, as codified in Section 1302.44A.1-4, should not be applicable to transfers, purchases, or sales of motor vehicles, particularly when the purchase is accomplished by a fraudulent buyer who then resells the vehicle to innocent parties, and they resell to innocent parties down the line before the fraud is discovered. Under the broad provisions of the Uniform Commercial Code, Section 1302.44A.1-4, the voidable title doctrine is prescribed as when an item or good is conveyed under a transaction of purchase, the purchaser of that item is protected, even if the property they're receiving was procured by a check which is later dishonored or by fraud punishable as larcenous under the criminal law. Using plain language, this would appear to include items that were garnered by theft by deception or by fraudulent checks, and at first glance, it would appear to apply to motor vehicles too. Except that the General Assembly has created a very specific statute to deal with transactions involving motor vehicles. This court has previously held that the original purpose of the Certificate of Title Act, which is codified in Revised Code Section 4505, was to prevent the importation of stolen motor vehicles and to protect Ohio bona fide purchasers against thieves and wrongdoers. Allowing the voidable title doctrine to remain applicable to motor vehicles would not only sanction dishonesty and possibly theft, it would completely negate the purpose and intent of that Motor Vehicle Title Act. This court has clearly held that a thief cannot convey valid title to a stolen motor vehicle to a bona fide purchaser for value, even if the certificate of title used in the purported transfer appears valid on its face. And according to the provisions of Ohio Revised Code Section 29.13.11, which are included under the general heading of theft offenses, using forged writings to defraud another would be a theft. Therefore, using a counterfeit check, as was the case in this particular instance, to purchase a motor vehicle would also be considered a theft.
I guess that's the legal question for us.
That is the legal question.
Do we have to define a stolen motor vehicle as it's used in 4505? And if it's stolen because a counterfeit check was given versus a check that bounced, then it would seem that 4505 applies. And if not, if it's not stolen, then the UCC applies. Is that generally our question, our issue?
That is the question, but we believe that even with a dishonored check, the UCC should not apply because
I threw that in. Let's just say the counterfeit check then, where somebody knows the check, the person giving the check knows it's not a good check. It was a cashier's check here, I think.
It was a counterfeit cashier's check. But if the lower courts find that this is not a theft in the traditional sense, for instance, the car was not hot-wired, it was not stolen out of the car or out of the driveway, then the Motor Vehicle Title Act should still apply because this court has stated that there's really no reason to distinguish between theft by swindle or theft by actual stealing of the vehicle.
Did all of the public officials here, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles and the sheriff, seem to treat this as a stolen vehicle, did they not? Because they essentially voided the title.
They did treat it as a stolen vehicle. It originated in Missouri. The Missouri law enforcement personnel coined it as a stolen vehicle, reported it to Ohio law enforcement and the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. And the Bureau of Motor Vehicles did cancel the title based on it being a stolen vehicle. If we continue to apply the voidable title doctrine in cases such as this, it would invalidate this court's own prior rulings that a thief cannot convey valid title. The proposition that a thief cannot convey valid title was also supported by the legislature when it enacted that provision of 4505 that allows the BMV, or the Bureau of Motor Vehicles Registrar, to cancel title. Specifically, 4505.17 says that the registrar shall, not may, but shall cancel the title to a vehicle when they receive notice of it being stolen or converted. This would then make the title invalid or void for all persons holding title after the thief. Continuing to use the voidable title doctrine would thus create a legal fiction, because if the title is considered voidable, not void, then the registrar really has no authority to cancel it because it's technically still valid.
Of course, we're not bound by what the registrar did, are we?
No. Continuing to use the voidable title doctrine in cases where the vehicle was obtained fraudulently would also leave innocent purchasers down the line with distinct, possibly unrecoverable losses. Anyone selling their vehicle to someone for a forged or counterfeit check, or for that matter, counterfeit money, would be limited under the voidable title doctrine to the recovery of the check, the amount of the check, or the amount of their sale. Under the Motor Vehicle Title Act, the title would have been void from the start, in this case and other cases such as this, where the thief purchased the car with a stolen check or with counterfeit money. The Appellee Star would not have conveyed a valid title to the appellant Knott, nor would Knott have conveyed a valid title to its customer. So the question is, who then, what recourse would they then have? This court has concluded that when one of two innocent persons must suffer from the fraud of a third, the one who made it possible for the fraud to be perpetrated must bear the loss. Both appellant and appellee facilitated the perpetration of the fraud. Even if it was unknowingly, they continued the line of bad title. Recognizing that it did not have good title when it sold it the car to its customer, appellant recognized her as an innocent purchaser and made her whole by giving her another car. Appellant then went to appellee, indicating that it was an innocent purchaser as well, and asked to be made whole. The appellee should have recognized appellant as an innocent party or an innocent purchaser and should have borne that loss and then gone after the person from whom they received the bad title. In summary, as long as the voidable title doctrine continues to be applied to transactions involving motor vehicles, thieves will continue to purchase vehicles using counterfeit checks, counterfeit money, bad checks, fraud by deception, etc., and will continue to pass them on to innocent Ohio purchasers, who will then have no recourse when the car is reported stolen and their title canceled by the registrar and the car removed from them by the law enforcement.
Counsel, when the Motor Vehicle Act is activated and the title is canceled, is that always done when the car is in hand or in the possession of law enforcement?
Not always.
If there's just a report,
right, the registrar can cancel it, whether we know where the car is or not.
Okay. But if they know where the car is, it's the rule then that vehicle goes back to the original owner.
That's correct.
All right.
Unless, of course, the original owner says, that's okay, I've filed something with my insurance, keep the car, whatever. But that typically doesn't happen because the insurance company wants their money back for paying for a stolen car if they locate the vehicle. Additionally, continuing to apply the voidable title doctrine would nullify the very purpose of the Motor Vehicle Title Act, which was to prevent this very thing from occurring. It was enacted to prevent thieves from stealing cars in other jurisdictions and bringing them and pawning them off on Ohio purchasers. And I guess the distinction here is we have to decide what exactly is a stolen car. And if using a forged check to buy a car, if using a forged check to buy anything is considered theft under the criminal statutes in Ohio, then it would seem to make sense that if it's theft under the criminal statutes, it's theft under the Motor Vehicle Title Act, and the voidable title doctrine shouldn't apply. If the court has no further questions of me.
Thank you, Ms. Bartels. The appellee has not filed a brief, so waives oral argument. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.